Welcome to the Soccer Show match report from Eamon Deasy Park on Friday the 12th of May, following a great match this evening that pitched together the 100% leaders Cork City and the table drop zone position Galway United. However, the 11 league places that separated the sides before kick-off leans towards a false description, as both clubs go into the game with a good recent unbeaten form. County Galway has made devastating headline news this week due to the uncontrollable forest fires in Connemara, as the resultant haze darkened the city sky. But as the flames ceased, a local desire grew out from the smoke to believe and achieve, as they offered their regional visitors a competitive spark. So, as the teams emerged slightly late from the tunnel, a tasty contest was due, as the expectant crowd of 1,200 punters took to their seats for a 7:45pm kickoff. The pitch looked lush with the first drops of rain to hit the west in a long time, although the fans were quenching their own thirst in the reopened stadium bar, and the away support were making themselves heard. United turned out in their traditional maroon kit, as their Munster opponents looked clean in an away white jersey lining up to my left. United began with three at the back, and defenders Foley and Grace and Captain Horgan knew they would have their night's work cut out against the free-scoring 4-3-3 City strike force of Maguire, Shepherd and Morrissey. But it was United who began brightly, forcing three successive corners to spring out of the traps before City created a couple of crosses of their own into the box. Kevin Devaney traded passes and skipped into space to fire shots that were dealt handily enough by McNulty in the visitors' net, and the Trisman's top scorer Ronan Murray went close as they pushed on the front foot, winning most of the second balls and keeping the upper hand in the contest. And at times you could say their efforts pinned their illustrious opponents to the ropes. City needed to work hard and nearly opened the scoring, only for a brilliant fingertip top corner save from Connor Wynn kept out Kevin O'Connor's free from just outside the area after Sean Maguire was pulled down on the edge. Pirate Cunningham could have netted for the home side on 26 minutes when his header glassed just past the upright following good wing play from Mark Ludden, and a few minutes later Gavin Houlihan unleashed a cracker from distance that Cork's keeper McNulty again stretched to turn around the post. Half-time ended goalless to the home fans' rapturous applause, as United could be the happier of the sides, dominating the midfield with Gary Shanahan providing excellent wing-back cover to help out his defence. And during the interval, we all asked if they could maintain the energy levels during the second half period. When the second 45 whistle was blown, United needed to stay alert as the game kicked off at a furious pace, but showed no fear as Galway's defence marshalled the ongoing Cork attacks down the channels as Kyle Shepherd's quick feet increased City's ability to dribble into the danger area. The game ebbed and flowed with chances at either end as the side tried to break the deadlock, and once again Gavin Houlihan was showing his former teammates what they are missing. But just after the hour mark and against the run of play, United retreated and Cork's Conor McCormack was teed up just outside the box. He rifled in the shot that wrong-footed keeper Connor Wynn as it flew into the net thanks to an unfortunate deflection of defender Stephen Foley to grab the away side a fortunate lead. But no sooner had the game restarted, the visiting fans' cheers were drowned out as ricochet culprit Foley turned hero against his former club as he backheaded in the equaliser from Colm Horgan's lofted free kick, as he then turned to celebrate wildly with the ecstatic Comer Stand fans. It all then kicked off on the benches as tempers were raised when cards were given to Stephen Beattie for leaving Kevin Devaney in a centre circle heap. Then Cunningham was shown it for a retaliation. United nervously guarded the net after Connor Wynn got hurt in a clash of heads, and Gary Shanahan headed just wide of his own goal, to the distress of his own coach, as United managed to smother efforts from Maguire and Delaney to hang on for the deserved point. The first any club has taken from the runaway leaders, and tireless feet played an end-to-end match. Overall, Cork could have few complaints and stay top of the table, whereas United are pleased to gain yet another point as lesser scalps are due to visit Eamon Deasy Park next week in their climb away from the dreaded relegation zone. After the match, I joined the media scrum to hear the views of coach John Caulfield, and then managed to speak to players Gavin Houlihan, Pirate Cunningham, goal scorer Stephen Folan and keeper Connor Wynn. This is Jerry Mulcairns reporting for Galway Soccer Radio, live from Eamon DC Park, Galway City, Ireland.
John, your reaction to tonight?
Yeah, it was a helter-skelter game. First half, we weren't that good. Galway had a lot of possession and played really well. Probably had one chance, but in the bigger scheme of things, there wasn't much in the first half. But they did dominate the game. And, half-time with a few words and we changed things around. Obviously, Gerard Morrissey went off injured and upset us a small bit. But second half, we tore into the game and, you know, it was a great second half. And I suppose, you know, you go one up. We normally don't concede from a free kick, but Stephen Fulham got a great header. And but still, at the same time, we're disappointed because we had three glorious chances to win the game. That's the way it goes. And, you know, as I keep saying, this league goes right to the wire. 33 games, we're only after 13, long way to go. And as I keep saying, we're unbeaten after 13 games. And, you know, we drive on to next Friday night.
As disappointed as you are, is there any aspect or any part of you that maybe says it's no harm? Everyone's stopping talking about this 12 out of 12, 13.
Well, we want to win every week and you try to win every week, but as I keep saying, like, teams are raising their game and we understand that, and it was a tremendous performance by Galway, and they had a lot of players who played really, really well, and it's all about consistency. And I said that's the big challenge to all teams, is being consistent, and all that's been really consistent since the start of the year. And, you know, as I said, the first half we won, second half we did very well, and you know, we felt that we had opportunities to win the match and we didn't get them. But to be fair to Galway, you know, you look back at overall, you're saying that maybe a draw was good. So the most important thing for us is, as I keep saying, is moving on to the next Friday night and bouncing and make with a home game and having a big passionate home support and seeing can we get another 3 points next Friday night.
You've always said that the focus has been on winning the league, but, you know, all this talk of 12 in a row and that can affect players. Are you kind of happy in the sense that's now parked and you can actually focus on the job at hand?
Well, it never threw me off, you know, because it's only rubbish, it's immaterial. You know, you start the league to win the league. That's your aim. You know, records mean nothing. The league title at the end of the day is the record you want. And I've always said that. So, you know, maybe it has affected some of the lads. They're a great bunch of guys to keep their feet in the ground. Cork's a massive area. A lot of pressure. A lot of media coverage. So sometimes maybe it does. But at the same time, it hasn't up to now. But tonight, do I think it affected? I don't. I think Cork played really well. But at the same time, I think we had opportunities to win the game. But, you know, As I said, every week is a tough game, tough challenge, and this league it goes all the way to the wire, and all teams give everything, and that's what's about. And as I said, we move on next Friday night.
Were you frustrated with the first half performance? They came out much, much brighter in the second half and had a couple of opportunities.
I was disappointed because we didn't play well, and certainly some of the players were well under par, and I just felt we weren't working as hard as we can, and we weren't creating as much as we should. And that's credit to Galway, but at the same time, I felt some of our players were on the par. But fair in the second half, they tore into the game, and you know, at the end of the day, you come out of Galway and we have a draw. It's grand. We'd like to have won, we didn't, and we move on to next Friday night.
The defending for Galway's goal, I mean, Conor McCormick had just scored, everything seems to be going so well, didn't concede one so quickly behind. I mean, that must have been really maddening.
Well, we normally are very good at defending set pieces, and you know, I look at our record, I think we've had 6 conceded all season, so it just shows that. But Stephen got a great flick on now, to be fair to him, it's a good goal, so give him credit for that. But we're always disappointed when we concede a goal.
You pleased to see Conor get recognition during the week? I know you'd said before that type of player doesn't always get sort of the accolades, the player that wants, that type of thing.
Yeah, a good game, but you know, all the boys have been really good this year, and I suppose he got it, other 2 or 3, 4 or 5 fellas could have got it, so, you know, fair play. But as I keep saying, they're nice awards for the player and a bit of recognition for the club. But from my own point of view, you know, as I said, you know, the bigger picture is it's a long way to the league title, and that's where our focus is. And, you know, it's going to be a really tough second half or second third of the season, and before we go into the last third of the season. So you know, like I keep saying, there's a lot of twists and turns, and we just must be totally focused for every game, and if you take it that way you have a chance, if you don't you won't.
Nice to have teams chasing you.
As I keep saying, it's about us just trying to keep driving on. You know, we started the first 13 games, we're unbeaten. It's about driving on and trying to see can we keep driving on and keep putting points on the board, and see where we are when we get into September, because ultimately that's when the running is, and that's when the league really heats up. And you know, it's important for us to make sure that we're right in there in the middle of September, and that's what we're trying to do.
You'd have taken this as the third season, or just to be in this position at this stage of the season?
You bet I would.
Are you superstitious at all now when it's come to the 13th match?
Yeah, I'm not really that superstitious, but you know, these things happen. But no, but to be fair, you know, that's the way it was. But I just felt that you know, at 1-0 up, we conceded very quick. But I still felt that we still had two really good chances, maybe a third half a chance to win the match. We didn't. That's fine. And some days, you know, you get the rubber green and some days you don't. And I suppose in the bigger picture today, you know, Galway would feel that they gave a great performance as well, and they probably feel they deserved a point, and that's fine.
You must have been confident coming down here, although you did mention that, you know, Galway had goals right throughout the team.
Absolutely, yeah, but I know them because they've five or six very good players, and they've a great team, but they've five or six outstanding players. So, you know, I knew the position was false, and you know, with the three going down this year, there's panic stations because they lost two or three games at the start of the season and puts everyone under pressure. But there's no doubt Galway are going to be well up the table, and the thing for Galway is just to be consistent, because they're, you know, they beat Dundalk a couple of weeks ago. They're on a run of a lot of unbeaten games. It's just really about driving on and picking up 3 points and getting themselves up the table, and they have the talent to do that, and Shane has done a great job, and they just must keep, as I said, there's no point in putting a performance like that to us today and not matching it next week, because you know you need to get points on board.
Of course, Stevie Folan, ex-player, yeah, scores.
And Stevie was great tonight, played really well, and great header for him, and I'm delighted for him. I'm not delighted for his score tonight, but I'm delighted for him as a person, because he's a brilliant guy and a lovely fella, and he's had a tough time. And plus Gavin Hoolan, one of our own former players, had a smashing match in the middle of the park, and you know, Gavin had a few injuries with us, and you know, and probably felt he should have played a bit more, but he gave a great performance tonight. So two lads I know well, and they've done well.
I suppose your fear now is other teams will look at the way Galway played against you, and maybe they'll try and line up in the same kind of way to try and stop you playing as well.
Yeah, well, that has been happening, and look, it hasn't happened just tonight. It's happened for the last 4 or 5 weeks that teams have come out to try and stop us from playing, but we've been creative and we've been able to score goals tonight. It certainly in the first half, but you know, at the same time, we have to be aware of that. You know, we work on things, we do things, and but as I said, I just felt the first half that certainly a number of our players were below performance. Whatever about Galway's system, I just felt we weren't doing enough. But the second half, we did. So, you know, Galway had the system in the second half. We still played really well and created lots of chances, and certainly had, you know, a couple of guilty chances that we should have scored. So that's just the way it is. You know, you're at the top, you're expecting people to knock you. They're giving their everything, they're raising their game, and that's part of being up there.
No, you're still top tonight. Anyway, have a safe journey back to Cork. Delighted to meet you.
Come on, Lola!
Gavin, so fantastic match. I thought you were a man of the match for me, really, and of course against your old club.
Obviously, thought I did okay, but I just thought, like, the whole, like, 11 men, like, were brilliant. Like, everybody was outstanding, like, put in a massive shift. Like, you know, they're a seriously good outfit, and, you know, we really put it up to them tonight. You know, and if not, you know, we had a few chances as well. We might have even won it, but, you know, listen, we're delighted with the point.
And great to get the equaliser so soon after they scored.
Yeah, like obviously it was a bit of a sucker punch, like, because we'd done so well in the first half and started actually quite well in the second half, and so it was a bit of a sucker punch. But it just shows the character of this team. You know, we've got a lot of late goals, and you know, like a lot of kind of like responsive goals like that to go on a goal down. So it was a great header for Stevie. Like, I was absolutely buzzing for him.
How does that feel then, against, when you play against your old club like that? And of course, you're the first team to take a point off them this season.
It's not really about if they're my old team or not. It's like I said, we're the first team to take points off them. That's obviously the main thing I'm kind of thinking of. That's the achievement I'm kind of delighted with. Delighted for, you know, all the players, all the staff, and you know, we're delighted with the point.
Brilliant. And if you were superstitious, I suppose you could think it was unlucky 13 for them, wasn't it, really, you know?
Yeah, possibly. You know, I actually thought that going into it. Yeah, I think it was my brother actually sent me a text. He said it could be unlucky 13. You know, have a bit of belief, like. So lucky enough for us, it was unlucky 13 for them. So.
Another draw, another point, but before the match you would have taken that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, possibly so, yeah. Like I said, they're on unbelievable form. You know, people aren't even coming close to them this season, so, you know, we really put it up to them tonight. So, yeah, we're delighted with the draw, yeah.
Brilliant, well done, thanks.
That match, yeah.
Parek, you did a lot of running out there. You're up the front, covered a lot of ground there, but a great result.
Yeah, brilliant result. Said coming into the game, we just need to stay in the game as long as we can. And Shane said before the team talk at the start, he just said that we need to react if they score. Like, we need to react bright, and no better way than scoring 2 minutes later. Like, and it was an unbelievable header by Steve Folan, and I thought he was absolutely outstanding all game, won everything, and he's kept one of the best strikers in Ireland quiet all game. It was tough for me up there. Like, it was ball coming up to me, but it was two big boys I was challenging against with their two top class defenders. And, but at the end of the day, we were delighted with the result and to push on from here.
You got hurt a couple of times.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got an elbow into the nose. My nose feels sore now at the moment. A couple of smacks in the head, but sure, look, that's football. Like, you got a challenge for a few things.
How was the pitch today? Because, you know, when you played Derry on Monday, you know, the opposition were thinking that the pitch was, well, it was dry, but of course, Galway's had his first drop of rain today. So, was the pitch better to play on?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the pitch was great. The ground staff did well, to be fair. No, bit of rain helped it all right, yeah, but. Look, we were happy to get the result. That's the main thing for us. We need to push on now. We've Finn Harps at home next week, and it's a massive game for us.
Yeah, this second round of matches is looking good, isn't it? You're definitely going to push up the table.
Yeah, fingers crossed now. We need to start picking up 3 points, though. These 1 points won't keep doing us. So we need to start picking up three every week now, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Brilliant, well done.
That was your first goal for Galway, was it?
Yeah, it was. Very, very proud moment. Especially doing it on the Amy DC side of things, you know. My niece is a relative of Amy DC, so... You know, it's a nice feeling, you know, even, like, say, for our family, you know.
Yeah, one night together as well against the former club.
Of course, you know, like, as I said, and I think it's well documented, I went through a lot of difficult times when I was, say, at Sligo and at Cork, and I just felt like I needed to put in a performance tonight to show that that was the reason why John Caulfield wanted to sign me when I was at Sligo. I felt like when I went there, I let a lot of people down. Him, his coaching staff, and the players, because obviously mentally and physically I wasn't right. So I was just so glad to put in the performance and have people around me that have put in an exceptional shift tonight. You know, we all stuck together as a team, and you know, we got a great result against a fantastic team.
Yeah, are you happy with your partnership there with Lee Grace?
Yeah, of course. As I've said, since I've been home, it's probably the best partnership I've had alongside Samuel Ogie at Limerick. It's probably up there with that. You know, we've got a great understanding, and we both got attributes, and he's got attributes that he's better than me, and I've got attributes that I'm better than him at. And I think it bodes well for the good relationship that we have, like, off the field as well. You know, we got on really well. But it all comes from the manager, you know. A lot of people were writing us off and saying a lot of negative stuff about us about 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, you know. We're unbeaten now in, what is it, 1-12, you know. I know we've had 8 draws, and I think it's only 4 losses. We got less losses than Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers, and...
Derry and Cork are the only teams that have lost.
Right, so you put in 2 or 3 of them results that we drawn that we should have won. We're not in the position where we're in, and I think we're going to climb up the table now.
Confident you can get away from the relegation zone?
Oh, 100%. You know, there's too much in the team not to be climbing up the table, and I honestly believe, you know, our next 2 home matches are against Finn Harps and Bowes. So if we're not putting them to the sword and getting 6 points, you know, like, that's more upsetting. Like,
was there any chance of anyone else taking that last minute free kick?
To be honest, I changed my mind in the last second as I was hitting it, because I seen him take a step, whereas I should have just went over the wall. But look, here, I kicked it as far away as I could, and the whistle went, so we'll take the point. No one was expecting us to get the point, so, you know, we'll take it.
You put in the shift both ends, and you kept Sean Maguire in his pocket. I don't think he's had a quieter night all season.
Well, it's not just me. Like, it's the people either side of me and the people in front of me.
Yeah, but you were a man marking him. Like,
yeah. But up. What happened was we had a good game plan in that formation that basically when the fullbacks had the ball to nullify Sean Maguire, we got Gavin Houlihan or Timmy Byrne to cut off the pocket so that... If he did get the ball, the only place he can receive it is in the channel. And then that was basically just trying to shepherd him into the channel and not let him turn back and set the ball. So fair play to the manager for giving us the tactics to nullify him. And look, it's well documented how good he is and how many goals he scored and where he's going to go on to play at. But look, you know, we'll take the draw. We'll bring it in confidence into the next game.
Typical that a player score against your former club, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not one of them that scores against a former club and doesn't celebrate. I think it's very important, you know, to celebrate with your own fans of your current team. And you've seen Welbeck do it the other week against Man United. It's just, I don't know why they feel like they can't celebrate. You know, look, I'm here to do a job for United, and I scored a goal and I'm going to celebrate.
Great, one of the best performances of the season, I thought, for that first half. I thought you had them on the ropes, definitely.
Yeah, we had a game plan and we knew they'd have a lot of possession of the ball, but we knew that we could hit them on the counter-attack quick. And, you know, John had said it in his in his press conference on Monday during the week about us, about hitting him on the counter. And look, they tried to set up for it, but they couldn't stop it inevitably. And in the first half, we played some fantastic football, has to be said. You know, we were unlucky not to go ahead with one of the set pieces. But look, we're going to bring it forward now into the next game.
And of course, it was a day that you commemorated your dad, wasn't it? I read the article today and the seat that he normally would sit in the Comer stand.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he would normally be up there at the games, and you know, like, I didn't know what to celebrate or whatever, so I ran to Gary O'Connor, because since I've came home, you know, he's been a person who I've been able to talk to, and he's looked after me, and he's kept me right, and he's telling me to keep going, and you know, keep on pushing yourself, you know. So that's why I ran to Gary. You know, he's a great lad, and I think he's definitely a value member of the staff.
Yeah, like a mentor to you. I mean, I was delighted to read that article today. You're very strong to come out, because mental health issues, you know, it's a huge topic at the moment. And, you know, lots of footballers and other people and members of society suffer with them. So, you know, I think it was very brave for you to come out and, tell us about your experiences.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm one of probably in the league, I don't know how many players who else have been through depression or what have you, you know. And I just felt like I was in a place now where I'm right physically and mentally, and through the help, I just want to say, like, the PFI have been absolutely amazing. You know, I rang them up and told them, look, I need a bit of help, like, I'm suffering here a little bit, and I was suffering in silence. And I rang them up, and Steve McGuinness and Ollie Cahill couldn't have done any more for me, you know. They arranged a meeting, a phone call first, then I went up and met Mary Larkin. And to be honest, I don't think it's a coincidence that since I went and seen her and spoke to her a couple of times, that my performances are getting back to where I was before when I was at Limerick. And, you know, I was very disappointed in myself last year, because I felt like I was good one week, bad the next. Like, there was no consistency in my performances, where I feel like in the last couple of weeks, there's a lot of consistency to my game. But as I say, it only comes from the environment that you're in. And we've got a great environment, a great working environment with Shane Keegan and his staff and the players. And, you know, I'm just blessed that I'm around good people, you know, and people that care, you know. And as I said, it's people like, probably used to think that mental illness, you know, that like no one cared, and like, you know, seen it as a stigma. You know, there's no stigma about it. You know, people suffer every day, and I'm just glad that I can finally speak to people and get it off my chest.
Yeah, it's an illness of modern society. And what I also read, your dad was from London, was he? Yeah, he had a Cockney accent. Where was he from?
He was from Stepney, and you know, all our family on my dad's side all lived there. So in the off season, I'd go over and see them, because they're a bit older now. And you know, I've got fond memories of London. And you know, I was in London the other week with my girlfriend. You know, and you know, I, in a way, it's like a home from home. I've got loads of great memories, and you know, that's another person who encouraged me to go and speak and get help, was my girlfriend. You know, she really, really was there for me when I needed her the most, and she really pushed me to go and see someone and gave me that confidence and encouragement to go and speak to someone. So I've got good people around me right now at the minute, so I'm in a good place.
Good to hear that. Brilliant. Thanks for talking. Can I leave the last word to you, Connor? You got injured here, there.
Yeah. Sean McGuire's nose hit my head, and then he kneed me while I was going up, and I landed on the same hip that I went up with. I'll be all right. It's grand.
Yeah, I thought Shane was maybe going to take you off. There was calls for that in the crowd, but fair play to you. You're brave enough, and you stuck it out.
I wasn't going to miss in the last couple of minutes of that game. Never happening. I was fine. I'll be all right. I'll live.
And from your point of view in the sticks, that was one of the better performances of the season here, was it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Especially the three boys in front of me, they were outstanding. Yeah. Header, battled, everything. So couldn't ask for anything more in front of me. When I had to get called into action, I did my job. But most of the time, the lads in front of me did everything for me, so I didn't have to do anything.
Fantastic save from the free kick early doors, you know? Top corner, that one.
Yeah, I was lucky it was in the first half, so I was all right. I was still warm. That was the problem.
Oh, very good, very good. Anyway, fair play to you. Well done.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. All right. It's all on the Soccer Show.